The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Radio Business Bunker Show. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello. You're right.
Well, I was just thinking, I'm a little bit all of an awry, or awry. What's the word? Awry.
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 A-W-R-Y.
You got it.
I would say awry.
So
I knew it was wrong.
Why not just go for a bit of a mess?
Well, I'm in a bit of a pickle.
There you go, that's better.
Because the clock's changing. I mean, what's all that about? The new husband and I haven't got into the sink of it at all.
Right.
So when they went back, we were all joyous because we had an extra hour, which was lovely, of course. Yeah. And then we decided we were exhausted at 9 p.m. or 8:30 because we were going, well, really, it's not, 9:30. Mm. So we went to bed at 9 p.m.
Mm.
And then we woke up at 4 a.m. all chirpy.
Yeah.
It was all wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm still a bit like that.
Mm.
And I sort of bounced out of bed this morning at 7:30. That was all right. But we're going to bed really early. We're going to bed at 9:30 still.
That's not good.
And it's upset the dog. And, we're all awry.
Yeah.
Awry.
Awry. You're all awry.
Awry.
Yeah. No, it settles down after a while, doesn't it?
Well, so you say. And I'm not convinced that it's any better because it means when I go home tonight, instead of my usual little doggy walk, it'll be dark.
Yeah.
And then I can't go out with my dog because I might get murdered or jumped upon. Mm. So I won't be getting any exercise in the evening at all.
I'm not convinced there's a necessity to keep changing the clocks, but there you go. It doesn't particularly bother me. Funnily enough,
did you not find that you were awry?
No, it was quite bizarre. The Sunday early Sunday morning when it went back, my partner Amanda was working, and it was a real late one. Which she has, she's an event manager at Leeds Castle, and they had a double wedding going on there.
A double wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
What, so twins getting married?
No. They were two separate weddings on the same night.
I see.
So she was trying to run both of them.
Yeah.
So, of course, the clocks went back at 3 a.m. Well, I can't sleep when she's not there because I worry that she's all right. No, because I worry that she's all right and all the rest of it. And she does have a tendency to WhatsApp me and go, blah, 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 we've run out of this, or, someone's just been nasty, or, the chef's just thrown a tantrum or whatever. Anyway, as I was explaining to Joe, our guest, I'm a great book reader, and I got a new book that day.
What was the book?
It was actually a Ben Elton book, and I normally read historical fiction, but all my favourite authors, I've read all their work now, and I hadn't read any Ben Elton for years, so I went and found two or three books that he'd written that I hadn't read, and I bought the first one on Saturday morning, and I was...
Do you go to a bookshop?
No, I download them to Kindle.
Oh, okay.
And I was 80% of the way through the book at 3 a.m. And I thought, right, I'm staying to the end now. I'm going to read the whole of the book. And, of course, Amanda got in at what would have been 4 a.m., but then it was only 3 a.m. again.
Ah, so that was a little perk.
So that was a little perk, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then you don't do what we do and wake up at 4 a.m. and then you're really chirpy and you can't get back to sleep.
Well, I hadn't gone to bed at 4. Well, I was still awake at 4
reading.
O'clock.
You're like Wee Willie Winkle, aren't you?
Yeah, no, but Amanda then got up at 6:30 to go and feed her horse. So so that was a bit...
Can't you give it a nose bag?
Probably.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
I don't like to ask. I don't like to get...
No, you want to keep
things
out of it,
keep well away from
I mean,
all that.
You could put the hoof oil on, things like that. It's quite easy, that sort of thing. Just paint the hoof oil on.
Yeah, right. It will kick me, wouldn't it?
It might.
You know it would.
Well, yeah. You know I've had a broken leg from a horse kick.
Yeah.
I'm reading, as you asked, Where the Crawdads Sing. I won't see the film. I want to read the book.
What's it called?
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Crawdads.
I think it's a crayfish. I'm not quite sure. It's by Delia Owens, who's in North Carolina. That's fair.
Okay, right.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's biscuit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, that's crawfish. Yeah. Okay, got it.
So I'm reading that. It's two timelines and they intertwine. And the first bit is the adventures of a young marsh girl. So she's wild.
Right.
Her mum leaves her, her brothers leave her, her dad beats her and leaves her. And she literally grows up from, I think, the age of 7. I'm on the, just started the second part of the book. And it's fascinating. It's really good. And I told my daughter off because I bought her the book, but she watched the film first. And of course, the film will be Hollywoodized.
Yeah.
It'll be, it's like, I must introduce, we've got Joanna Rawbone in the show today, and she's sitting opposite, so I'm going to talk to you because I know you may have read it. Did you ever read Girl on the Train?
No, I didn't.
I advise you to. It's a great book, and it's English, and it's really gritty. So she's an alcoholic. She's on the train commuting into Clapham Junction, and I used to live in Clapham Junction, so I had this real...
You had a kindred spirit moment there, didn't you? Yeah. That could have been me.
I could just see it, you know, and the grittiness of Clapham Junction and all that. It was great. And then... when I saw the film, I was so disappointed because it was all Hollywood eyes. It was American. It was all the beautiful clapperboard houses, you know, and it was just too sanitized.
Yeah.
And it disappointed me. So I said to my daughter, read the book before you watch the film because it's just nicer. So, yeah, I think it's going to be quite a sad book, but I'm really enjoying it. Good. And I said to my new husband, we're going to have like reading nights because it's so easy when you're tired just to pop the telly on, isn't it? Netflix, whatever, Amazon Prime. I just watched a really good one on Amazon Prime. I know you don't really watch telly, but The Devil's Hour. Very good with Call the Midwife actress. Gotten her name, Jessica, I think. Jessica Rain. And it's really good. Tense, spooky. Yeah, it's called The Devil's Hour on Prime.
I never watch TV.
I like a bit of spook.
Dear, so you'll have enjoyed the last few days then, of
course. Oh, yeah. No, I shut my curtains. Yeah. It's trick or treat.
Halloween is Jill's special time because she doesn't need to do anything different.
Cheeky.
Yeah, I got a little wart on my nose and a pointy hat.
Yeah.
But I do love to read. And I think it's, I said to my new husband last night, because we're going to bed quite early because it's dark, and I'm getting in bed and reading. It's really nice. Get tucked up, your makeup's off, you know you haven't got to do anything else. Little jar of water by your bed, and I said, I'm going to do this more often.
Shave before you go to bed?
No, don't shave. Right. Do I have a moustache?
No, that's why I asked if you shaved. I'm being really horrible today,
aren't I? I'm still lovely. I don't have a whiskers problem yet. Whereas men get them coming out of their ears, don't they? And things.
Oh, ears and nose.
Isn't it funny?
You lose it
off your head and then you get it.
No hair on my head, but I've got tons in my ears and nose. Yeah.
I just keep taking collagen. For the old menopause.
Collagen. All right.
Which is really good for joints and stuff. And I take natural HRT, bioidentical hormones.
To be fair, Jules, you take everything really, don't you? Yeah.
Anything natural, baby.
Rhino horn.
Yeah. You don't get to 64 and look like this without a little bit of collagen.
Crushed ants, stinging nettles, you know.
Nettle tea. Every day I have a nettle tea.
Yeah.
Needle tea.
Have you eaten stinging nettles?
I have. What, raw?
Well... no, I mean, you cook them like greens.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
I haven't.
I think it's Hampshire, and I think, what's his name? Ferningstall Whitten or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Hugh Furley Whittenstall.
That's him, yeah. He did a thing on one of his programmes in a village near where he is in Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a nettle eating competition every year, but they were raw nettles they were eating.
Gosh. Yeah, and do they burn you? Do they sting you? Your tongue?
Yeah, of course they do.
Oh, dear.
Very nutritious, though.
They're so good for you. Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, with vaccine damage, they're great because the vaccines are causing huge autoimmune and allergy conditions.
They're very good. This show is produced to within an inch of its life. Yeah. No, trust me on this. This is where it all comes back.
Yeah.
I was saying to Joe off air that I'm a great reader of historical novels. And one of the things about the period of history that I read...
was nettles.
It's the fact that these are people gallivanting around the countryside, killing each other. Mm. But basically, you're thinking, well, what do they live on? But they tell you in the book, so it's always wild green. So there's...
Mead?
No, I'm talking about food. So they're always picking like dandelion leaves and nettles and stuff. And that was a staple part of the diet. They'd make a pottage. Which is like a soup.
Yeah.
But basically, you keep it boiling for days and days and days and just tip it.
Keep it topped up.
Topped up with water. And then whatever you got, you chucked into it. You know. So if you caught a rabbit, you chuck the rabbit in. If you went and picked some wild garlic, you chuck that in.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ransoms.
Yeah. And him. Yeah.
Ransoms is wild garlic.
I thought they were an ice cream maker from Yorkshire.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, ransoms as well, garlic. Yeah. No, nettles are very, very nutritious. And I do eat even a dandelion flower.
Mm.
And I just pick it. If I see one in my garden, I pick it and just eat it and hope the dog hasn't weed on it.
That's the only problem, isn't it, with things in the hedgerow?
Yeah.
I've just ordered some anise hyssop.
Yes. Because, star of anise?
Well, it looks a bit like lavender, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the mint family and the flowers are so beautiful. You can grow it in amongst the flower border. But again, it's a beautiful herb because of the anise taste.
Yeah. So is that the... Because I'm having star of anise tea for the vaccine damage. So I'm having three. So nettle tea, star of anise and pine needle tea.
I haven't heard of pine needle.
And I've got a great big Scottish pine in my garden, but I'm not quite sure how to harvest. Whether I need to ask someone whether I just take the fresh green bits off and do I dry it or what?
Google it.
I'll Google it.
You had that chef on
forager
your... Yeah, you had that forager. He must know.
I'll get him on again.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to get him on. You just need to ring him up and ask him.
Yeah, I'll tweet him. Yeah. Do I ask who his sponsor is?
No.
I won't, no. Okay.
No, we haven't got one.
Okay, so do you want to introduce the guests? Because I don't know about these other two chaps that were on earlier who are going to be on.
Pre-recorded. We've got two recorded interviews today, and we've got the lovely Joanna Rawbone in the studio with us. Sorry, I've got a frog. We've got Joanna with us, and we've got two recorded interviews. The recorded interviews are the fourth in a series from the Business Terrace in Maidstone. The Business Terrace is a community workspace run by Maidstone Borough Council. And I interviewed a number of the tenants there, and we've been planning the interviews over a period of time. And in line with that is where my cheesy tunage comes from.
Oh.
To be honest.
Will I guess it or not?
Huh?
Will I guess it or not?
Oh, you'll guess it really, 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 really easily.
I might not. I'm a bit under par today.
Under who?
Under par.
Does par mind?
Isn't that... matron. Isn't that a golfing thing?
Par, it is, yeah.
Par one or something. Yeah. Oh, we've had a tweet. Shall I tell you or not?
Yeah, go on.
So, you know the lovely Sarah Marsh Collins, who's listening. She hails in Devon now, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
She's probably curled up with a little wolfhound or a spaniel.
Well, she's probably curled up with Jade Window Cleaner, actually.
Yeah, well, that and a little spaniel or something. Yeah. She says she loves to read. And she says, if you're interested in World War II, try The Winds of War. Followed by War and Remembrance by Herman Wouk. I love that name. W-O-U-K, Wouk. I want to be called Wouk. Absolutely fantastic. Firm family favourite here. And the mini-series too. So she's put a picture and it's got, I think that's Robert Mitchum. Yes, it is Robert Mitchum. Wow, that's going back in time. Mm. I'll have to find it. So where would that film be? Would that be... on Netflix, or do I have to Google it and find it or download it?
I'm sure you could download it from somewhere.
Yeah, so that's a good one. I will put that on my reading list.
Absolutely. We'll have a look at that. Thank you for that, Sarah. Shall we do the cheesy tunage?
Yeah, if you must.
Here we go. You get it in one.
Oh, we don't need no hesitation. Another brick in the wall.
Another brick in the wall.
Yeah, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Hesitation's better.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Locke Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
That was another brick in the wall.
Yep.
Pink Floyd.
Yep, great.
Yep, and that was Cheesy Tunage in respect of our first guests. As I explained earlier, their recorded interview I did a couple of weeks ago at the Business Terrace, and I caught up with George Mayer and Ryan Bingham of edX Education Recruitment.
Ooh, I see what you did there.
Do you?
Did you have to run fast to catch up with them?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they're both young,
speedy,
thrusting business people. Yeah.
Yeah, you had me on thrusting.
Yeah, yeah. So, shall we hear what they had to say?
Yes.
Let's do that.
I'd love to.
I'm interviewing some of the tenants from the Business Terrace here in Maidstone, and I'm joined this afternoon by George Mayer and Ryan Bingham of edX Recruitment. Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. It's a pleasure to meet you. Why don't you start off, I don't mind who goes, one of you telling me a bit about edX and what you do.
Yeah, sure. So we are edX. We're an education recruitment business. We launched this year in January 2022. So we've been going for 9 months now. Started as a 2-month band between the two of us. And we are currently up to 6 staff, plan to be 7 by the end of this year.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, so you're a fairly new business, your education recruitment. So are you dealing with the whole education establishment, or is it just teachers, or how does that work?
Yep, so for us, it's both graduates, teachers. We don't actually operate in the supply markets, like no day-to-day. For us, it's long-term placements for like a full academic year from like September to July. We do also do like SLT recruitment. We do back office, so like receptionist, HR, data analysis, all the rest of it. Yeah. But yeah, pretty much everything. But for now, just the London market, eventually the world.
This time next year, Rodney, we'll be millionaires. Yeah, and you're well on the way as well. You know, I mean, in a very short space of time, you've geared up and you've got, 6 people working for you now. That's fantastic. Excuse me. Tell me a little bit about your background. So you've launched this business fairly recently. Are you both from a recruitment background before that?
Yeah, so we both worked at the same company previously. Ryan and I actually met years and years ago working at McDonald's in our first part-time job.
Oh, like we actually like each other.
Yeah. Yeah, we disliked each other and not a lot's changed. But I went and joined the police for a few years. Ryan went to university, and then just by chance, we ended up working at the same education recruitment company when we were both sort of 21, 22 years old. Worked there for 5 years, and then sort of always wanted to own a business and do something. So we saw COVID mostly out, and then decided now was the right time to set up and launch our business.
Do you know, it's a funny thing. I mean, we were talking off air. I have a number of businesses. And because I'm so old, I've been through a number of problems of financial meltdowns and recessions and all kinds of things. One of the best times to start a business is in times of adversity, because, you know, it's a burnt out field, you know, and you're looking at really starting from nothing under the worst possible circumstances. So if you can make something work from there, you can make it work anywhere. So that's fantastic that you decided to do that. Can I ask what made you, you said you're working in the London market, what made you come to Maidstone to base the building, the business?
So yeah, we're both actually from Maidstone, always have been. I was originally from Harwicham, George was Barmingway, around there. I think because of the commute to London, an hour and a half each way every single day, it just didn't make logical sense. Here, we can work till 6, 7, 15-minute walk, and it just works massively. Plus, yeah, really good rates here as well. We know we can get good staff. Everyone doesn't want to work in London anymore because of the cost of living and all the rest of it. So it just naturally works. And yeah, the staff that we've got so far are absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. And of course, the office costs and everything else is slightly cheaper than central London. Even if you use, a workspace in London, it's still a lot more expensive than down here. And this is a great place to work, isn't it? It's quite handy. There's loads of things here. And for a growing business like you, the expansion capabilities are, beyond good. Yeah. Yeah. You know, because so many of us now need flexible space, either up or down. Yeah, sometimes, sadly, we need to constrict what we do, and then sometimes we need to expand. And if you're locked into a long office lease on a set amount of space, that's not always doable.
So we're already looking at getting a 15-man office. So, yeah, we started in a two-man, a very, very small two-man. It literally just had the space for two desks. That was it. And me and George are, pretty big guys as well. We're now in a comfortable seven-man at push, or eight-man. And by the end of the year, hopefully be in a 15-man and stay there for a couple of years. And then, hopefully even bigger.
Yeah, cool. Absolutely. So would you say that the setup here has been a benefit to you in terms of helping you grow quickly?
Yeah, definitely. The whole space was very, very empty when we initially joined, so we had a lot of flexibility to moving offices. It has rapidly filled up now. I think the COVID sort of lag of people enjoying working from home is wearing off slowly, so office space is filling up. But definitely for us, there's bigger spaces available internally, and we're keen to keep moving up.
Yeah, not being cynical or anything, but all the people that were working from home have suddenly realised they're using their own gas and electricity. And they're thinking, no, I'm not having that. I'm going to use somebody else's gas and electricity. Yeah. So, but it just shows you how, in a very short space of time, 18 months, things change rapidly and circumstances change, which is why we need these kind of office spaces now, isn't it, for their total flexibility. Whereas back in my day, when I first started in business 35 years ago, you got an office and you stayed there. I remember, funnily enough, I was director of a recruitment company, and I remember arguing vehemently with one of the other directors about getting some more space when we didn't need it. And I'm going, yeah, well, we will need it soon, and now's the time to do it. But, so flexibility is the key. So just to finish off, guys, I'm really, really, really made up for you, and I love it that you've started a new business and you've succeeded very quickly and grown very rapidly. Don't grow too quickly, though. Because sometimes that can do you in if you grow too quickly. Steady growth is the way forward, but I'm teaching you to suck eggs, and I'm sorry. You know what you're doing. So what are your plans from here?
I think for us, it's to get the core fundamentals right, as you said there. We don't want to expand too quickly. We'd rather make sure we get the fundamentals done right. We've got a good management team in place, we've got the training, we've got good processes, all of these type of things, so that way then we can grow naturally and well, because we've been in a position where things have expanded too quickly. It hasn't worked out. The fundamentals aren't there. We're both avid listeners of podcasts, recruitment podcasts as well, and we're quite reflective on ourselves as well. So I think hopefully next year we'll be double where we are now, and we'll see where we go from there. Do you have anything else to add?
That's fantastic. Look, I wish you continued success. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for spending time talking to us on the Business Bunker. George and Ryan of EdX Recruitment, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
So that was George and Ryan of EdX Recruitment at the Business Terrace there in Maidstone. Two young men making their way in the world of business and building a very successful business. Right. Mrs. Sirkin.
I was going to say that Kent Women in Business have a Christmas celebration.
Do they?
I think this is our first mention of Christmas.
It's the first mention of the C word.
Yes. On this, of course, on the Superior Show, we mentioned it this morning on Scoff and Quoth.
It's the 1st of November today.
Yeah.
Is it allowed though?
Yeah, not really. It's still a little bit early for me. I mean, you know, I'm just recovering from last Christmas.
Right, okay.
I've still got the sprouts, you know, simmering.
They're still simmering?
Yeah.
Your sprouts still going?
Yeah, yeah. A few mince pies left. So Kent Women in Business, they have a Christmas celebration for this year and they say, join us. And brilliant Kent Women in Business for our Christmas celebration, inspiring keynote speaker, networking and festive afternoon tea. As you know, I'm very fond of an afternoon tea.
Yep.
Jam first, cream and butter, of course.
I have my tea black.
Yeah, I do. But don't you put jam and cream in yours?
No, no.
Oh,
it makes a mess of the cups.
So Thursday the 8th of December.
It's like when you dunk a biscuit in there and it breaks off.
I love a dunked biscuit, but there's certain biscuits you can dunk and some that you just shouldn't.
Yeah, but when they break off, it's horrible.
Yeah, I know. And then you get that in the bottom, that debris. So that's not very pleasant.
It's not nice.
No. But a ginger biscuit is a good dunker.
I like a ginger.
Chocolate ones are great, hobnobs, but then the chocolate does tend to come off, Joanna.
Oh, I don't have a chocolate hobnob. I have a plain.
Oh, and so you like, I like a chocolate one. Mm.
You should never dunk chocolate.
I know, you shouldn't. But, you know, what's a girl to
do? But you do, yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's Thursday the 8th of September, not the dunking chocolate one.
Do you know what?
I noticed
there's a biscuit tin on the door. Amanda, I haven't eaten.
No, he's on a very strict regime, Amanda.
I'm dieting, but yeah. I noticed in
there. You had a cucumber sandwich.
I did.
No protein whatsoever.
I noticed in that biscuit tin.
Just saying.
There's figgy biscuits.
Yeah, give us a figgy pudding.
Yeah, but I do not like them. I love figgy biscuits.
Yeah, and you resisted. And I was very good because I didn't wave them at you. You know what's going to happen now, don't you?
What?
You're going to moan at me because I haven't read any emails.
Yeah.
And yet I started diligently when you raised your eyebrows.
Oh, I interrupted you,
and
did
you've interrupted.
I've interrupted her. Oh, Joe, I've interrupted her.
So far, figgy biscuits... And something else, another thing.
Right, listener, this is show number 603. In the previous 602, Jules has interrupted me every time. This is the first time I've interrupted Jules.
Ever.
Ever.
Right, okay. I think I have some witnesses to the contrary, Paul Andrews. Mm. Anyway, I'm going to start from the top. So Kent Women in Business Christmas celebration, Thursday the 8th of December. 11:30 to 3 PM GMT. So we're on GMT now, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's at Bula. How do I say that? Bula.
Yeah, Bula. Huh? Yeah, Bula room.
Where does that word come from?
I don't know.
So, listener, it's spelled Beulah. That sounds to me like something out of Gone with the Wind. Bula.
Yeah.
Hey, Bula.
Have
you got fat on there?
Well, that's
my North Carolina accent.
Yeah, the lady that owns the
Bula.
That owns the premises that Bula Inn's Nigerian, so I don't think she's from North Carolina.
No, she's not. Well, anyway, maybe it's a Nigerian name.
It could well be.
I'll have to ask my friend. I've got quite a lot of Nigerian friends. Anyway, so Bula Lounge, Christine House, London Road, Raynham, Gillingham. That's a long address.
Yeah.
And the sat nav, if you want to write it down, is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 8, 8, P for Peter, and T for Tiger. That's your sat nav. And you can go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk to book your slot. Now, if it's women in business, can men go?
Yeah.
They can.
It's on the A2. Have you come out of...
A2 is quite a long road.
Yeah, but as you come out of Gillingham, going towards Sittingbourne, it's on the right.
Okay. Bula. Bula.
Mm.
Could you be our next winner? I'm on a roll now. I'm just going to read them. So there's still time to put your business in the spotlight with the FSB Celebrating Small Business Awards 2023 and enter for free. I've just renewed my FSB again.
Have you?
I've been a member for ages. I'm sure I should get some sort of award.
Right.
Give your business a boost with the potential for UK-wide publicity as well as networking with other small business owners and industry leaders. Whether you're a new business looking to shine in our startup category or you're showcasing your achievements with the Exporter of the Year Award, don't miss out on this fantastic opportunity. It's quick, it's free, and it's open to all small businesses. So what are you waiting for? You can go to www.fsb, that's F for Freddie, Sugar, Bertie, awards.co.uk.
Flibbertigibbet, Sibelius, bonkers. Right.
What's happening on the Twitter?
I've had a tweet from Chips and Dinks, yeah. And they say, another great lineup of guests on the Business Bunker Show, supporting and promoting businesses. That's the lovely folks. That's Bev and Tony at Chips and Dinks. And I've got to say, I'm going to give them another shout out.
Your car.
Amanda's car. They did a fantastic job of putting it back together, removing the 4 million scratches, dents, dinks.
Horse hair.
No, they didn't do the horse hair. Oh, okay. We had to get somebody else to do that to actually clean it all out, to detail it. Mm. But Tony resprayed it and took all the dinks and wings.
Because it's not very old.
No. Don't go there.
No, it's not very old.
Don't go there.
She really needs a horse truck.
Her new car.
She's not listening.
Lost for words. Yeah. For a moment. Lost for words.
Her new car has got a tow bar for the horse box.
Oh, okay.
But the tow bar springs out when you push button. Yeah, so it's not there all the time.
Well, that's quite nice.
It is, except it's right at shin height. And if you lean into the boot to put something in and accidentally pull up the button, you're going to get your shins whacked.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a bit of a misnomer.
And if you're a short person, it could get even worse, couldn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I think you may have mentioned this anyway, but I'm going to mention it again. Mm. Sarah Marsh Collins says, me and Jade Windowclean, that's our other half, and I will be listening in. We're listening in from sunny Devon, and she's given us a nice GIF, which is a whole heap of different scenes from Devon.
Are they all rolling about with the dogs and things?
No. It's beach scenes and lovely villages and some seagulls.
And we've had a lovely Wayne. Do you know Wayne Cunnington is listening to this show now?
Is he?
So he's done an hour of Scoff and Quaff. He's probably gone off and made himself a little nettle tea because he's recovering from vaccine damage.
He needs a medal.
I know.
Does Wayne? He's Tuesday. He tends to be dedicated to us.
Exactly. And he said, I love the commentary. It helps my brain to recover because he's got tissue damage from the AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
So wishing you well, and I hope you're having a little nettle tea.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Good luck, Wayne, and thanks for supporting us. We really do appreciate
it. Keep your WhatsApps coming, because he's banished from Twitter, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
But he does WhatsApp us.
He may get back now that Elon's taken it over.
Yeah, has he actually taken it over? Because there have been so many things.
He owns it now, but he hasn't, you know, everybody's moaning already. He hasn't done anything yet. I mean,
Other than sack everyone.
Well, no, he hasn't. You see, that was one of the funny things.
Well, hasn't he let old Trump back on?
No. He hasn't done anything.
Really?
He hasn't done anything yet. Some of the board have gone, like the CEO and stuff like that. So you're right, Joe. He did sack some senior level people. Yeah. But the funniest thing was that there was a couple of lads that walked out of the front door of Twitter HQ in San Francisco with cardboard boxes, and CNN and all the major news programs jumped on them and interviewed them, and they were being really, we've been fired, we were fired by text, and we were really upset and all the rest of it. And one of them turned around and he said, look, I've got to go because I've got to get home to my husband and wife and husband.
And what? Everyone, sorry. He's got three.
And he walked off, right? Now, so everybody was retweeting this because it was filmed and it was a video.
Husband and wife and husband.
Just bear with me. So everyone was retweeting this and people were going, this is disgusting. It's an awful way to do this. And all that. And Elon Musk came on and went, yeah, they got everything they deserved. And everybody went, that's a really horrible thing to say. And he just went, ha, ha, ha. Right, it turned out it was a complete spoof. These two didn't work for Twitter at all. Oh. They just turned up with a couple of cardboard boxes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
But it's still, and that was a week ago, and it's still going around Twitter. This shows you how bad that these things are. It's still going around Twitter with people moaning about it. Yeah, and it just never happened. It's like he retweeted something the other day, which was a conspiracy site. The trouble with Musk is he's got a really bonkers sense of humour, and he doesn't care, yeah? And all these people go bananas at him, and he goes, yeah, well, I was having a joke.
Okay. I'm going to expect him to be, normal, so I'm taking my homeopathy while you chat.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
Under my tongue. Has to be under my tongue.
Don't talk and eat at the same time.
No. Not really eating, is it?
My mama tell you off for that.
I know.
Yeah. Keep your mouth closed while you're eating.
And one of them's... one of them's gone on the floor. You have to have that later.
Yeah, okay. Athel Bray has said, can we have a Business Bunker shout out, please? We've spaces on our virtual minute-taking course on the 9th of November. A full day with trainer Louise via Zoom. If you're a charity, you get a big discount on all the places. If you want to know more about it or book a place on it, email fran at athelbray.co.uk. And they say thank you. And Athel Bray, spelled A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E, athelbray.co.uk. Email fran at athelbray.co.uk if you'd like to find out more or book a place on their minute-taking course on the 9th of November.
Lovely. I saw a tweet from Tenterton Chamber. I don't know whether I've lost it now, but I'll have another look in a minute.
While you're searching for that, I had a tweet from Paragon Drones, and they say, afternoon team.
Oh, they were flying, weren't they?
Yeah, we're flying today, so we'll listen to you on the catch-up.
I suppose if you are a Paragon Drone, you would be flying of an occasion.
You do fly a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck in this wind, though.
I know. Yeah. It was a southwesterly, which was quite good, because it's not as cold, because we've got really old windows on the seafront, and when the northern one comes, the old curtains billow, you know, but it wasn't. But it was wild, wasn't it, Joe?
Last night?
No, this morning.
Today. And this morning,
I went out by my fish pond to brush my hair, which I do of a morning.
I tell you what happened,
and
to
it was billowing.
I was preparing the show in my study.
Do you ever prepare yourself?
Yeah. I was writing all your scripts and everything.
Really?
Yep. See, people don't know I write all scripts for you. They think you just improvise, but I don't. I write it all by hand.
Yeah.
I was writing your scripts this morning in my study, and Amanda came back from looking after her horses to take Lucy to school. And she came running in my studio, and she went, you better go outside. I think we've got a problem. I went, what's that? She said, the up and over door of the garage is wide open.
You'd been burgled.
Oh, yeah, I've got loads of stuff in there. Mm. So I go running out. Oh, my God, I've got the lawnmower and everything in there. Look, everything's still there. And I'm thinking, how did that happen?
Must be the squirrels.
How did that happen? And then I went to walk out, and all of a sudden the wind gusted again. And it was the wind that had been so strong. It was locked. The garage door was locked. It's an up and over door, it was locked. And it had been so strong, it had pushed it against the lock, and it had flipped it open.
Mm. Wow.
I've had a tweet from the lovely Kim Stevens at Care in Kent.
Oh, I bet she's desperately looking for staff.
Well, this time she's saying pinch punch first of the month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd really love a shout on the Business Bunker, please. Hope you're well.
I hope she did that before midday.
She did, actually. Yeah, she did it 2 hours ago.
Because otherwise it's, I don't know what happens, but you get pinched back, I think.
Yeah. So thank you, Kim.
I can't find the tender. It flashed up, but there's another one that they did, which is a shout-out, please, for the shop around the clock in St Michael's, which is your local.
That's Dell. That's Dell and the team.
What do they sell?
Everything. It's a little supermarket store.
Hedgehogs?
Yeah, of course.
A hedgehog pie?
Yeah, no, you can get anything in there.
Okay, well, there you are. Big shout-out for them. And I can't find... They did say something more recent, but it's not.
I'm sure you'll find it in a minute.
I think Elon is slowing my feed still.
Tracy Ferguson said, hi, Paul Jules and the Business Bunker guests. She said, I'm meeting with the fabulous Pip Drummers this afternoon. That's Phil Wilson. To talk about his wonderful school session. So I'll look forward to catching on the catch-up. And she says, because I'm really interested. As an introvert myself, I'm very interested in hearing what Joanne has to say.
I am.
Have a great show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't have far to come, though, did she?
Who?
Joanne.
Oh, no. I thought you meant Joanna. Tracy.
No. Well, Tracy can just listen in. Mm. But Joanna just hopped up from another floor, didn't she? She's actually in our building.
Yeah. Floor 3.
She's above us. She's above us. She's the one that bangs on the floor when we're too loud.
We're too. Turn the music down.
Yeah. Shut up down there.
There's a Social Enterprise Kent conference coming on this autumn. Social Enterprise Kent are delighted to invite you to join at their Buy Local, Buy Social conference. We'll be bringing together organisations from across Kent to explore the importance of buying from local businesses, social enterprises and charities. It's at the Ashford International Hotel, Friday the 18th of November, 10 till 4, and all details are on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. So that is the 18th of November, 10 till 4. It was just Shop Local Saturday.
It was.
Just gone, wasn't it?
Well, I shop local every day.
Well, so do I. But it was nice that it's sort of recognised.
I shop at Shop Around the Clock.
Yeah.
Dell's gaff.
Yeah, for hedgehogs.
And I don't buy hedgehogs.
And he orders you things. I was listening last week. He orders you things that he doesn't have.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, you want me to order you
this
one of those?
How the custard shortage, my story years ago, started because...
Wistable Mum and Custard Shortage. It's a very famous book.
Yeah. Google it. It'll come up. It was one of the first things to ever go viral. It was ages ago. But it was because I couldn't get a tin of Bird's custard in my local shop. Mm. And I was saying that... if we had an independent shop rather than Tesco, Metro, he would have ordered it for me, you know, like your Dell does. Yeah. But because it's Tesco, you know, I found something scandalous. I don't know if I told you this. So I've got a Tesco club card. And it's on my iPhone wallet, so my Apple wallet. And Tesco Metro told me that I would get my points when I use that. And then I went into the big Tesco and he said, no, you won't get your points. So I've been using that for 3 years, got no points. And he said, you have to download a Tesco app wallet.
Yeah.
So I have to have a separate wallet.
With a Tesco thing.
Yeah. It's really annoying. And I really don't want a separate wallet. You know, my life's complicated enough.
I thought you were going to tell us about what happened to somebody in Tesco's last week.
Tell me.
In London. They refused to accept their credit card payment unless they had a Tesco's club card.
No.
Really?
Yeah. And they went, I don't want a Tesco's club card. And they said, well, you can't buy the shopping then.
That's disgraceful.
And I went, why? And they went, because we need to know who you are.
Really?
Yeah, no, they've never done that to me where I am in Tenterton.
But they probably don't want to know who you are.
They probably haven't got... No, they don't care about them. But apparently, I don't know how true it is. I saw it on social media a couple of weeks ago that a lot of people were moaning about it.
Well, I'm very upset about my Tesco because that's like a lot of points, you know, that I've lost because I do use my club card mostly.
Well, were you getting a discount as well?
Not getting anything, thinking I was.
When you scan the card... When you use it and you scan the card, you get an instant discount as well as the points.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Did you not?
No. But how are you using your Tesco Club card?
I've got a Tesco app.
So you've got an iPhone wallet, an Apple wallet, and a Tesco app.
Yeah.
But why? Why can't we just have it all in one thing? Well, it annoys me.
My Tesco app is just a QR code.
Okay, so, he was in the big shop. I was in a rush, but he said he would, I had to scan my card on it and everything else, and I just haven't got time, so I've never got around to doing it.
That's all it is.
So you use that instead of a club card?
Yeah, it's just a QR code.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like I don't like all this monitoring.
But I've got 490 points.
Oh, so, after the show, can you just sort mine out?
Well, you just download it.
Yeah, and also, you know, once you sorted out my new phone on my Mercedes, I'm sure we've just lost 100 listeners. They're all totally bored with my antics and your antics. You came and sorted out my Merc iPhone thing.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't show my last call. So often, you know, if I've called a few people, I can just go on to, you know, call lists and just phone them while I'm driving, hands-free. But it doesn't show up any of my calls, which really annoys me. Anyway.
Well, on your phone or on your car?
On my car phone. Yeah, on my car.
Right, but is it on your phone?
My car, you've put my phone on my car.
Yeah.
And if I go to call lists on my car and want to call someone, it has no record of any of my call lists from over 2 years, 3 years.
Really?
Anyway. So you can sort that out as well when you're bored.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, Twitter's now driving me.
Wayne Cunnington is chipping in and on WhatsApp, and he says, because of course he can't do Twitter, I went to Tesco's to shop, and he said, just enjoying a French vanilla coffee. I think that's because we were talking about vanilla, weren't we, on and your vanilla web. So I think there's a thing there. He says, Tesco digital ID is happening in a few places.
Yeah.
You have to set the Tesco card digitally. A lot of others have been refused shopping because they won't sign up to Tesco.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
That's what I was just saying, yeah.
This is like some horror movie.
Yeah.
And Joanna's nodding. She's shocked too.
Big Brother.
Yeah.
It's all digital engagement, isn't it? Right, I've got a tweet. Twitter are now messing about with the timeline and only showing me half the timeline. This drives you potty, this. Junk Jam has been on, Junk Jam 1 on Twitter. They say, hello, Vanilla Web. The Junk Jam mice are busy working away in their buckets, making instruments out of junk for our first shows. We're talking rhythm, STEM learning and fun in schools with an environmental and climate message. And mention would be great on the Business Bunker show. Now, Junk Jam 1 is their Twitter handle. It is actually Phil Wilson. Phil is the drummer percussionist with 70s glam rock band Mud.
I remember Mud.
Yep.
That's right.
Exactly. Tiger Feet and all that. Yeah. And Phil's the drummer, yeah. And he drums for a lot of other people.
Does he do
as
a little circle dance like they did?
Well, he's the drummer, so he's sat down, isn't he?
He'd have to have it round his neck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like bongos.
But he wears all the drapes and everything. Mm. And he's also a sessions drummer for a lot of other things. Anyway, he also has a thing called Junk Jam, and he takes it into schools. And what it is he makes instruments out of junk.
Love it.
And then they perform a concert with all the stuff that they made. So he teaches you how to do it, you know, and stuff like that. Give him a follow on the Twitter. It's a fabulous thing.
Junk Jam.
Yeah, Junk Jam 1, number 1.
Okay.
Right. You can read something.
The former home of a quirky cafe on a busy high street is set to go under the hammer. The Boho Cafe Bar in the heart of Canterbury, which closed in 2020 after struggling to stay afloat during COVID, has a guide price of about 400k. So I don't know where Boho Cafe Bar is, Andrews.
Yeah,
or what road?
It's on the high street. It's St Peter Street, yeah.
So where? What's it near? Marks and Spencer's?
Near Fruitworks, actually. It's next door to pizza.
Oh, one of the pizzas?
Prezzo's.
Okay. Yeah.
Opposite, you know the Vannery's Patisserie?
Yeah.
Right opposite there, Boho Cafe.
Okay. And has it got accommodation above?
I've no idea.
Well, I thought you'd know all that sort of thing.
I don't know.
Oh. I'm sort of itching to buy something at the moment. I fancy this as well. Look, plans to flatten a ramshackle. Don't you love that word, ramshackle?
Ramshackle, yeah.
Former town centre florist that no one wants to rent have been given the go-ahead. Mm. The building in Belvedere Road in Broadstairs was deemed to offer little to the street scene by Thanet District Council as it approved the project. In its place, developer Urban Surveying and Design want to erect a three-storey structure equipped with ground floor space and a flat above on the site next to High Street store Sweet Yesterday's. So they're going to flatten the ramshackle former town centre florist and erect something else.
Fantastic. Sorry, I've just... This is driving me potty.
What, Tesco's?
No, this is my GP, or my mum's GP.
You can't have that when you're on Business Bunker.
My mum was due to a GP yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister picked her up, took her to the GPs. When they got there, they said, oh, no, the doctor's not in today.
Oh, she's probably jabbing people.
She said, we've got an appointment. Yeah, sorry. And my sister said, we need a blood test. You got to see the doctor first. I can't see the doctor. She's not here. Yeah.
They need someone to withdraw her blood. That's a phlebotomist or whatever.
She said, well, can you come back tomorrow sometime between 9 and 4? And I just said, yeah, I'll take another day off work just because you can't be bothered to make a proper appointment.
It's awful.
Anyway, the GPs have just texted me and said, oh, could you make another appointment for your mum?
No, it's so rude when she's elderly.
It's so rude if you're anybody.
Yeah.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to bother to turn up? Anyway, Sarah Marsh Collins has tweeted.
Has she sent a lovely picture of her dogs?
She has, yeah. She's also sent a lovely picture of Jade Window Clean, her partner.
Oh, yeah.
Based on what I was saying. She said, I'm not cuddled up with Jade right now, Vanilla Webb, as he's in town getting us a new washing basket.
A
washing basket.
I think that's a lady's job, don't you?
Yeah, the Spanners, that's her spaniels.
Yeah, yeah.
The Spanners are right beside me, though. Jill Serkin was right. Here's a cuddle picture from Seaton Beach and some wet dogs.
I know. She's got a lovely liver and white brown Springer.
Spaniel, yeah.
I think it's a Springer. And then she's got a lovely...
Jerry.
Black and tan biggie one. And then she's got another little sort of... slightly spaniely looking liver and tan and white one. And they're having great fun on the beach. Yeah.
I found your tweet from Centerton Chamber as well.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what it is.
It says, hi, Vanilla Web and Jill Sirkin. Please, can you give a shout-out to a busy Chamber of Commerce team preparing for the monthly committee meeting later today?
Oh, well, I'm glad you found it, because Elon is slowing my timeline all the time. I can't...
Yeah, mine's playing up now as well.
Yeah. Tell you what, though, I haven't had that sign for a long time. You know, that thing we were getting which said...
Oh, rate
yeah.
limit exceeded.
I haven't had that for a while.
I got it yesterday.
Did you?
What's on in Kent have tweeted.
What are they saying?
Vanilla Web, Jill Sirkin. Hi, guys. We'd love our weekly shout-out, please. Hope everyone had a great Halloween. Still plenty of events all across Kent, though. Download our app to see what's going on around near you and have a great show. But do download the app. It's a fantastic app. What's on in Kent?
There's a designers and makers market. I love this kind of thing. Showing a range of products beautifully made by 22 creatives in Kent. It's a chance to talk to the makers and to buy local. A perfect opportunity if you're not in love with online shopping. It's at the Turner Contemporary in Margate, 3rd of December and the 4th of December. And you can go to cultureinkent.org/events/designers-and-makers-christmas-market. That sounds great. So it's the 3rd and the 4th of December, which I'm assuming is a weekend in sunny Margate.
Fantastic. Right. It's the Swanley Business Expo 2022, taking place on November the 17th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's breakfast networking now at 8:30. The show will be opened by local MP Laura Trott. There's loads of talks on relevant business topics and a fantastic opportunity to meet more than 40 local businesses with their exhibition stands. This is taking place at the Alexandra Suite, St Mary's Road, Swanley. That is... free parking, and it's 5 minutes walk away from Swanley train station.
Maidstone Borough Council is consulting on the development of a design and sustainability development plan document and is encouraging residents, businesses and stakeholders to have their say to help embed good design and sustainability within new development. How about you put some solar panels on new builds for a start, on the roofs rather than doing... solar farms. This document will form part of the development plan for the borough and will build on policies in the adopted local plan and the forthcoming local plan review. In doing so, it will further ingrain good design and sustainability within new development. To fully embed residents, who writes this? To fully embed, that's the second time they've said embed, residents and stakeholders' views within the
Dennis?
New... Dennis?
Yeah,
Dennis from Lindley's.
Dennis
head of beds.
He was head of beds at Lindley's in Roper Road,
Canterbury.
Perhaps
he wrote this.
Yeah, he must have written that.
To fully embed residents and stakeholders' views within the new document, the council are undertaking a Regulation 18 scoping themes and issues consultation, which will seek views across a series of the broad... God, you know, we talk about jargon, really. Series of broad themes and headings which MBC, that's Maidstone Borough Council, feel are likely to emerge from the work. The consultation opens on the 28th of October and it closes on the 12th of December. Responses received to this consultation will then go on to inform a more detailed document, which will then be subject to further consultation. So you can go to www.maidstone.objective.co.uk/portal.
Fantastic. You got through that eventually.
I did. Embedded. It was embedded in my brain.
It is now.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a Kent Virtual Networking. It's on Wednesday the 30th of November, 4 to 5. It's virtual. It's free to attend. And the lovely Peter Searle is hosting a free FSB Connect Online event. These Kent events are relaxed networking with like-minded business owners. And this month's speaker will be Kirsty Winter from Kent Police. That's very interesting.
Yep. Maggie Morrison, who I don't know, has tweeted to Sarah Marsh Collins, I was there for my birthday treat recently.
Where? On that beach?
Seaton Beach, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It sounds like a really lovely place. Mm.
Right. I've got a message here from Sharp Mind Communications. They say, we're delighted to share the news that our director, Siobhan Sterling, took home silver in the Best Boss category at the Best Business Women Awards 2022. And they also say, we'd like to offer congratulations to our fellow Tunbridge Wells businesswoman, Pam Locke, for taking home gold in the legal services category. Truly well deserved. Absolutely. So huge congratulations to both Pam and Siobhan on their very well deserved awards.
Gold. The price of gold is rocketing, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we buying?
Yeah.
Are we buying or selling?
Yeah. I think buying. Well, maybe it's at its peak. I don't really know. I'm not very good on all that sort of thing. Canterbury Christ Church University has a Christmas reception. Mm-hmm. It's on Thursday the 1st of December.
That's the second C-word this
I know.
Week.
Thursday the 1st of December between 5 to 7. It's at Canterbury Christ Church University in the North Holmes Road, which is Charlie Tango 1 Quebec Umbrella. Cost is £5.
It's when she does T for pterodactyl that you really get confused.
A festive networking event overlooking the historic Augustine Abbey, which is beautiful, in Canterbury Christ Church University's new Verena Holmes building. And you can meet with like-minded organisations and businesses and find out how the university can support your goals with the new government-funded Help to Grow management scheme. Well, we've got that in a biscuit tin, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Help to Grow figs, fig biscuits, with festive drinks and nibbles for you all to enjoy. So that is Thursday the 1st of December for festive drinks and nibbles, 5 to 7 p.m. at Canterbury Christchurch University.
Cool. There's a business support with Sevenoaks District Council event. Come along and meet other businesses in Sevenoaks and hear the latest updates from the leader of Sevenoaks Council, Councillor Peter Fleming. Please join us for an after-work event hosted by Sevenoaks District Council. You'll hear about the latest council support and activity from Peter Fleming, leader of the council. Also in attendance will be Sevenoaks District Council officers, our membership advisor, Jane Martin, and many other businesses from the Sevenoaks community to network with. Tickets for the event are free and soft drinks and nibbles will be provided. What's that?
It's just a video.
Why are you playing a video?
I don't know. It just happens. It's not supposed to have a sound on it.
Turn it off.
Anyway, I thought you were deaf.
It was going through my microphone. Anyway, the business support event at Sevenoaks Council is taking place on Thursday the 24th of November from 5 p.m. to 6:45, and it's at the District Council offices in Argyle Road, Sevenoaks. I've gone all funny now.
Why?
In my ears.
Really?
Yeah, put something through my microphone now. What was it?
It was me sending a video to Sarah Marsh Collins of Darcy Greyhound, who was inspecting our pond because she was asking about my snuggle bum greyhound. I forgot that on the video there's me going, hi, my dog voice. I got a little dog voice.
I do that. Amanda's fast.
Have you got a dog voice?
No. Amanda's fast asleep.
It's just the way you talk.
Amanda's fast asleep in bed and I'm messing about on my phone and I click on something and all of a sudden it bursts into life and she goes, ow, and then punches me. Yeah.
Does she woof like that then?
She does, yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought that if my phone's on silent that the video wouldn't make a noise, but apparently it does.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
It's another foible of the iPhone. Because if your phone's on silent, it shouldn't really, should it?
Yeah, well, the trouble is it's not your phone that's playing it. It's Twitter or whatever you're doing.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk.
Right, anyway, do you know what? It's time to
talk to somebody sensible.
No, it's not. It's time to join the Channel Radio newsroom.
Oh, already?
See, she's getting in front of herself
2 p.m.
now. Yeah, it's coming up 2 p.m. We're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to talk to somebody sensible.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Joanne.
Yeah. I haven't heard the news today, so I have no idea what surprises
we
have.
You might get anything here. So we're going to hear the news, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Joanne.